And welcome back to In Focus here, News Radio KMAN. We're talking today about the Native Stone Scenic Byway with Cheryl Collins and Mary Mertz. And, you know, it's summertime. A lot of people like to get out and travel. Maybe if you're on a tighter budget, don't want to go very far this year. There's always good stuff to see here and around the area. And I always hear people say, there's nothing to do. But, man, there's so much beauty all around us here if you're into and just the scenery and history.
And even adventure. Of course, the zip line is on the byway.
Is that
so
right?
Zip line right outside of Manhattan. So you can have adventures, too.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about it here. And you mentioned the kiosks here that are along the way, and those are full of all kinds of information.
Right. That will even take you off the off-road, take you off the byway onto other stretches that offer even more adventure, like Cheryl said, like the Pillsbury Crossing is a recommended site when you're taking this. Echo Cliff, that's out by Dover. It's a wonderful picnic area with a rock cliff that you actually can echo. So just different places. Kids would love that, you know. I think that there's lots of stops like that along the way.
Well, and there's probably some of these out here and about here, but there's a lot of trails that went through here in the 1800s. Are there any ruts still in the ground that you can see?
If you go up on Mount Mitchell, you can see the swells that were placed there by the early pioneers, Indians, maybe buffalo, I don't know. But they have those there that I would suggest you go on the tour that they do every year because they'll tell you a lot more about that. Mount Mitchell, it's not a big mountain. You can climb it. It's like maybe a quarter of a mile up there. There's a picnic table if you get tired, so you can even rest on your way to the top. But it also has other trails. Like, it does have a historic trail that will take you to that area with another smaller type of kiosk that will tell you the history about those ruts that you were talking about.
That, to me, that's so impressive that they're still there all these years later. And just seeing those, it gives you a different perspective, almost goosebumps, you know.
And there were a lot of trailblazers through here. Of course, there's Mount Fremont along the byway. And John C. Fremont, when he came through here in his explorations, that's named for him. So, yeah, we've had famous explorers in the neighborhood, too.
Cool stuff. Well, and you'll see the signs along the route here, the little blue signs.
It's really easy to keep to find. From Manhattan, you know, you just go 177 down K-18, and you just follow those signs that say Native Stone Scenic Byway. Get on K-99 and drive that for a while, and then on 4 and go back to the interstate. So it's really a easily driven and easy to find loop. You don't get lost easily, and I get lost pretty easily, and I don't get lost.
Now, one thing, if you do take small children here, I have kids that always have to go to the bathroom. There are some limited services along the way.
But there's a number of towns throughout, you know, every interval you have, you know, you can always stop at Alma and you can stop at Eskridge and you know, so there's some options.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And there are gas stations too.
Okay. Good to know. Well, I've been in some other states out west. Wyoming comes to mind here. They have signs in some places in Wyoming that tell you better get gas here because you may not be able to get it.
Well, and I remember driving through western Nebraska when I didn't see a crossroad, let alone any other thing, for 60 miles. So there, in those sand hills in Nebraska, yes, you better pay attention.
Absolutely, yeah.
But this isn't like this. You're going to run into towns and things like that fairly frequently.
Very good. And I imagine, you know, I see pictures here in this magazine here. Bicycling, I'm sure that's a great place for cyclists to go along the trail.
Definitely.
Yes, we see a lot of motorcycles that ride the trails. All the Kansas trails, I think, motorcyclists are especially pleased about because there's lots of things to see and do on those.
And I don't know, maybe this is not a Kansas thing as much as it was in Nebraska here, but with Sturgis Rally coming up in August, a lot of bikers do make their way north through here. Is that common?
I do know. I have friends who are bikers, and they have told me that this is how they travel on the byways of Kansas.
Why not?
So, yeah. I mean, it was just, it's made for them. The roads are, as I said, are so smooth and well-maintained. It's a pleasant drive.
Cool. Well, like I said, it's a gorgeous drive here. I haven't done the whole leg of it yet. I've seen parts of it, so I'll definitely have some road tripping to do here. Anything else we should know about this byway?
Well, you can always go out to the Kansas travel website and see information about all the byways, and that's www.travelks.com/byways, and all of them are out there with the route and things you can see, and so you can connect to that information really easily.
And we also have a Native Stone Scenic Byway Facebook page, and we keep that up very up to date, and that will list all the events that will be taking place along the byway in these different towns throughout the year.
There's some fun things that hot summer nights.
Oh, hot summer nights in Alma is coming up. Dover had Heritage Days. I mean, little celebrations that these towns hold that you might not know about.
Right.
So you can find them on our Facebook page.
Okay. Well, good. If we see those coming on, we can certainly promote those on our station here in the mornings. Well, guys, thank you so much for being here, and encourage everyone to take a trip on the Native Stone Scenic Byway. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Brendan.
Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus. We're going to talk Battle of the Badges next here on News Radio KMAN.